What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The Volume.
All right, the NBA season is in full swing, coming down the stretch. Then we move right into the playoffs in April, May, and June. I can't wait. Spice things up with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA right now. All you have to do is put down $5 and get $150 instantly in bonus bets. Pretty good trade-off. I pay $5, I get $150. North Carolina listeners, do not forget. Welcome to the party. DraftKings Sportsbook now live in your state, North Carolina. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Takes 90 seconds. The code is Colin, C-O-L-I-N. Again, 90 seconds. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app. Put in Colin. New customers bet $5, get $150 back in bonus bets instantly. That is the trade. Code is always Colin. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer. Issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/promos for deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Welcome into part two of the podcast with Nick Wright. I think the NFL views the sports world differently. So we all know that big eats small. Right. It's just in business. Big eat small. Like at some point, Fox is like, we can't build to scale to compete with Disney and Netflix. We're going to sell a big chunk of our business off. By the way, they took Disney for a ride. They got about $80 billion for a movie business that wasn't worth anything. And $20 billion for the regional sports network that was worth a nickel about a year later. But the NFL has now scheduled another Christmas Day game. So there was always sort of a gentleman's agreement in sports. You know, you get opening day in baseball, and the NBA gets Christmas Day, and then, you know, the NFL is going to dominate certain things in the fall. Now, for the record, I've always believed, and I've thought this forever, that the NBA would be much better served starting 2 days after the Monday after Thanksgiving, the Wednesday after Thanksgiving. Monday, Tuesday is football talk from the weekend. Then Wednesday is a dead day in that sports calendar. NBA starts a month later, plays into early July, because it's wide open. Yep. And then, so I've always thought the NBA's got their schedule. They should just move it a month later on both ends, beginning and end. But it is interesting now, kind of the pit bull attack mantra of the NFL. I think they see weakness. I think they see Steph and LeBron getting older. And I think that marketing day on Christmas was a real thing. It was an introduction as we're all home to the NBA. They put the biggest games, the biggest stars, and it was sort of their free marketing day. And I think the NFL had, not that they were getting huge ratings, but they were the biggest regular season game. And I think the NFL sees weakness. I think they watched the NBA during BLM and COVID, lose some viewers for, maybe positioning, marketing on that. It stumble a little. Perhaps you can see some ratings erosion there. Sure. And then LeBron and Steph are getting older. The game's getting more, a little bit more European. And it's interesting. Like, the gloves are off. It feels like to me the NFL has said, we're going to squeeze you. And
go ahead.
And I do believe that's a tipping point. That Christmas Day mattered a lot to the NBA, and those NFL games put a blanket over it.
Well, so there's two angles to this. One is what it means for the NBA, and it's terrible for the NBA. The opening day in the NBA is fine, but it used to then have, Christmas Day is a big day. That's going away. The All-Star game. Now it's like, nobody gives a shit about that.
It's a joke.
And now the NBA, both professional and collegiate basketball at this point in this country, seem to be moving towards, we really love your postseason. And the rest of it, take it or leave it.
Yep.
So I think it is bad for the NBA in that regard. I also think, and this is where we might disagree, long term, I think this is a massive strategic error by the NFL. And here's why. I think one of the secrets to the NFL's success is all of us, and I don't mean media, just we are in a different spot because it's literally our job, but everyone that loves football has convinced all of their loved ones, spouses, children, whatever, who don't love football, that the games are unmissable. Like, it is, I don't know about you, I think most of your listeners at this point, they don't even get shit from their significant others. When my team is playing a NFL game, they know I am out of commission. I am watching. It is mandatory.
No weddings. Part of being no anniversaries.
Fan. I'm not going to a wedding. Correct. We won't schedule our own events. We won't, you know what I mean? No one's going to ask me to take my kid to the birthday party. So here's why I think it's a mistake. It's the same reason I thought that putting on Christmas Eve, that Bills Chargers game on an app was a mistake. Because it's Christmas Eve and it's on an app and people are just going to miss it. And the moment it starts being, and Christmas Day, they put a Raiders game at 1 p.m. Christmas. Those fans are on the West Coast. That's 10 a.m. That's Christmas morning. So there were a lot of Raider fans who just missed the game. Here's why it matters. Now, your significant other or your kid or whomever says, You missed the other. It was fine. You watched it later. You caught up. It, as soon as it becomes, if the inventory becomes so ubiquitous and that you put it on days where people are going to miss, and Christmas people are going to miss some.
Thursday.
Then all of a sudden it's like, you don't have to watch every game. You thought you did, but you don't. And even if you still think you do, your wife or your significant other, it's like, you do not have to watch every game. I know it because we were at Aunt Margaret's house on Christmas Eve and you didn't watch and you were fine. So I think long term, I think it's a mistake. I'm the only person that thinks this. I understand the ratings are going to be massive, but I think there has been I think all of us, especially as they've added a 17th game, like I whisper, I don't want my kids to hear it. I certainly don't want my wife to hear it. Like, I cover the sport. I could probably miss a game or two and be okay.
Right.
But they don't think that. They're like, no, it's daddy's watching football. Don't bother him, daddy. I'm like, yes, it's worked. But all of a sudden, you put games on Christmas, they're going to be missed. Like, now I watched the Chiefs. It was my team played at 1 p.m. on Christmas. And that's the other thing. That was also the worst. That was the Raiders game.
Yeah.
It's just a disaster. I mean, we didn't lose since, by the way, Super Bowl champions. But I didn't love it.
Yeah.
Because here's the difference. NBA is watched passively.
Yes.
Even on Christmas, like even the Christmas Day games.
Yeah.
It's in the background.
Right.
It's on. And then, oh, it's close with 5 minutes of them sit down and watch. I don't know how to watch football passively. I can't come in and out of the room and be like, that's just not how my brain works with football. So I don't. And it's on a Wednesday. I don't know. I don't love the Christmas Day thing. I like the rule changes the NFL did. I'm not just trying to bang on the league. I think the Christmas Day thing's a little greedy. I don't love it. And I think it's short-sighted.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree. I tend to, I don't know if this is selfish or not. I tend to look at the sports calendar and I see everything through the eyes of what does it do for the production of my show and my staff. So when they talked about 18 games and that's going to happen, they'll add a second bye week. Well, the season will end. The staff will go dark for a week. Everybody gets a vacation. We'll come back. We'll be right into free agency in the final 20 games of the NBA season. So for me, I'm like,
oh, it's great.
I get rid of two dead weeks of sports talk. But, you know, one of the things, like, for instance, college basketball is a prime example. I can absolutely be fascinated with something for 3 weeks and nothing more. And I think it's the sports brain. Like college basketball, this next weekend, Gonzaga, Purdue, will not miss it. These big games this weekend, will not miss it. I don't think the quality of college basketball is great, but I like the Mardi Gras feel, the annual party
feel.
Well,
listen, it's cliche, and it's the only time anyone ever uses this specific word is with college sports, but it's the right word. The pageantry of it is something.
Yes.
Like the students and the band and all of it, it overcomes the fact that I'm like, I'm pretty sure this team shoots 36% on open shots like that. I'm like, I am pretty like, this is not good.
No,
but it is entertaining. But you're right. I feel totally fine parachuting in.
Yes.
Like I don't pretend and act like I'm a college basketball expert. Right. I'm not. And I came into the tournament. I'm like, I used to live in Houston. I like the coach. I'll root for them.
Yeah.
And other than that, I'll root for underdogs because it's fun. I'll root against UConn because it'll cause Wild's pain.
Yeah.
And then that'll just be it. Like, you know, and then I'm into it. And the women's game has stars that I'm into, but I don't need to have a year-long investment.
That's right.
I just don't.
Well, and the other thing is I had a four-team parlay in college basketball last week, my first one of the year. And people are like, you don't really follow the sport. And I'm like, it's math. Just look at certain numbers in the bet. Like I just made another four teamer today. Billy Beane didn't watch the A's play. Jerry West would not watch all the Lakers play. You start watching too much of anything, you get so viscerally, emotionally distraught and connected, you make bad bets. I've said this about the NFL. The red zone is perfect. The red zone gives me the great moments. I don't overthink football. Then I can go look at stuff when I make my blazing five picks. I can just look at numbers that are important. Third down numbers that I worry about. How do you close? How do you start? How much do you run? The weather. And it's like, I don't need, there is no proof that watching every Oregon game makes me a better Oregon better. It's like saying, you know, the more you drive, the better driver you are. I could argue the more I drive, the more fatigued I am, the more numb I am, and the less alert I am.
So I think that is on a general gambling perspective. I think that if you had a team, the generic you, if anyone had a team that they watched and followed like it were their favorite team,
yeah,
but that they did not give a damn about,
yes,
that I actually think would
okay.
Give them real insight on it.
Yeah, so this is interesting. So Lem Banker, the late Lem Banker, was a gambler in Las Vegas. And I started gambling on sports in Las Vegas. And Lem Banker said, it's not a volume game. He goes, find a team or a college conference. And within that conference, find three or four teams and just watch them and bet them.
So that's what I was getting to. Like, I think I know. I do not think, this is going to sound arrogant, I don't mean it to. I do not think Brett Veach, the GM of the Chiefs, knows more about the Chiefs roster than I do. And that is only because I think I am maximum. I don't think it's possible to know more. I think I've reached maximum knowledge level of that roster. But I am not a good Chiefs gambler because I'm so emotionally invested in it, and it leads to high highs, low low. Like, yeah. It's not that you always overrate your favorite team.
Sometimes you underrate them.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, they suck. What the hell? You know what I mean? But I've watched everything and I consume everything. So if you did that with a team you don't care about, just, you know what I mean, from a pure knowledge perspective, I do think you would be like, oh, and nobody's talking about it, but our left guard, who wasn't that good, you know, is at 50% and his backup's terrible, and we got Jeffrey Simmons coming up. That in and of itself is worth a point and a half. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I do think you would have that. So I think that there is, in theory, the more you watch, the more knowledgeable you are. In practice, the thing you watch the most is the thing that you are going to care about the most.
Right.
And then the emotion is going to pervert kind of your logic on it.
Yeah. I mean, I really don't want to know about all my wife's intimate relationships.
You said this last week.
I don't want to have had an interesting therapy session. I don't want to know about what my kids are doing. It doesn't make me a better parent or a husband, all that knowledge. So my take has always been, I like to watch things like a judge watches a case without emotion. I can go look up the data. Give me, my wife always says this. She says, you know, I'm always watching a game for an angle. When I went to the Bulls Celtics, the first thing I noticed, the first 4 minutes of the game, the Celtics didn't start Jaylen Brown, Porzingis, or Drew Holiday. And the first thing that was obvious is Billy Donovan told his team clearly, they're not as athletic. Push the ball. Horford's on the floor. Old guy. So Chicago came out going 1,000 miles an hour, getting some easy buckets. And then later in the game, you could watch Boston. They've played together. Older players did a much better job. You could tell that Boston's coach had told them, don't ISO. We've only got Tatum. They're taking him out in some pass, move the ball. We're a smarter team than they are. Move the ball. Boston at the end of the game was like, it was a symphonic. It was beautiful ball movement. So it's like that was, I was watching the game for angles. And I think yep. You do the same thing. I don't need to watch entire games. I can go, like I watch UConn twice this year and I'm like, oh, nobody's going to beat this team in college basketball. Defense, scoring, coaching, they're just too good. They're too long. They're too, and then I watch Carolina three games and I'm like, that's the only team that could give UConn trouble. And I probably watched 12 college games this year. I watched Gonzaga and I said, they're good. They're not good enough to win the title. I watched the series of teams. Yeah. So, and again, it's not like I do chalk mostly on the college tournament, and I'm not Allen Boston, one of these legendary gamblers in college basketball. But the truth of the matter is the more you do anything, the more emotional you get, and that's not always make you a better husband, a better parent, a better boss.
In theory, if you could acquire the expertise without any of the, I'll use an analogy. Then I have a basketball take for you. You made me think of it when you were talking the NBA.
Okay.
If you're running a business and you are there every single day, and I mean, you have employees.
You
are the expert at it. But it is also very human to then develop relationships.
Yes.
And so the what is best for the business versus I really like this person. Oh, this, you know, those things all intermix in your brain. I think it's probably why. And I'm totally talking out of my ass here because I know nothing about running a business. And I just thought of this in the second, but I think I'm right. It's probably why people bring in outside consultants. They're like, hey, you don't know this guy went through a divorce. You don't know this is my godparent. You don't know anything. Come look at this place and tell me what works and what doesn't. Give me a cold, calculated reading of it because I am, as the saying goes, too close to it. Right? Like that is how human beings work, in that they can get too close to things. They can know so much. I guess that's where the phrase, you can't see the forest for the trees, you know what I mean, comes from. So I do think there's something to it.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Can I throw a pretty ridiculous,
sure,
but I believe it's correct NBA take at it?
Absolutely. I love these.
Okay. So right now, if you had to pick a team to win the West, you would pick who?
I think the Lakers match up with Denver physically. Now that Karl Anthony Towns is hurt, they don't. OKC's too young. Phoenix too mid-range. They duplicate too many of their skills. I think Denver will eventually a healthy win. I think Boston's deeper, but will lose.
No,
in the
I'm just
finals.
Talking about out West.
Yeah,
I'm just talking about
Denver.
Out West. Denver is the heavy favorite by everyone, right? I agree with you. Even though they're the 9 seed, the Lakers appear to me to have the most upside. Everyone's healthy, everything clicks, all of it. But they can't beat Denver. They got swept by him last year. They got swept in the regular season.
Close.
They lost to him.
Games are close. Yeah,
games are close, but they just can't beat them. Okay. So here is the here is the take that's going to sound ridiculous, but I truly believe the Lakers should want Denver in round one. And here's why. If you have to beat them no matter what, if the assumption is no one's going to beat them for you, okay, you're going to have to beat them. You want them in round two when you just went 6 or 7 with Minnesota or OKC and they swept whoever they were playing. You want them in round three when the games are every other day, or you want them in round one when there's 2 or 3 days between games at times.
Yep.
LeBron and AD can both play 44 minutes. You are as fresh as you're going to be at any point. And try to knock them off when they, you know what I mean? Right before they have really hit their stride. So again, I think the Lakers in a series against Denver are like 15%. And it's not like if they got them in round one, they'd be 50.
But they'd be
30.
But
I think that 15% might go up to around, I truly believe
Listen,
that. I don't think they could beat them if they got every other day. Because you need LeBron to play too much, AD to play too
that's
much.
That's right.
But round one would be an intriguing spot where you could just play LeBron and AD like the whole game this every time, be like, you have 2 days off.
This has been my theory on the Lakers, if it was March Madness style, like the in-season
tournament,
they'd
win the title.
And if I was Adam Silver and I wanted to extend KD, LeBron, and Steph's efficiency and greatness, I would make the first round three, the second two rounds five games, and the final seven. If Steph loses in the finals, LeBron or KD, that's fine. I won. But asking older players, even if you're a dominant favorite, you lose games in a series because nobody sweeps anybody. I mean, outside of LeBron in the first round, nobody sweeps anybody. So what's happening is you're making revenue, but you really lessen the chances of the Warriors. Instead, Steph is carrying the Warriors now. He has to go six games in the first two playoffs. If it was three and they steal what Steph takes two.
I've always said,
forget the greed. Shorten the playoff series until the finals, and it allows older players to remain viable in those last 2 to 3 years of their contract or career, like KD, LeBron, and Steph right now.
Well, so that's, and the age thing, this is what everybody, what nobody realizes is how old these guys are in NBA years. Kobe Bryant won the final playoff game Kobe Bryant ever won. He was 33. The final playoff game Michael Jordan ever won, he was 35. Steph is 36. KD is either 36 right now or about to be. I'm going to check. LeBron obviously is 37. We are already on, KD is 35, turns 36 in a few months. We're on borrowed time with these guys. Historic, we've been on borrowed time with LeBron, but we are on borrowed time with these guys. And folks don't realize it, like because LeBron has won a title at and finals MVP at 35 and then was in the conference finals at 38, that's not the history. That's not, there is no precedent for that. Those guys are not supposed to still be carrying their rosters. And the Durant thing, man, this is an unbelievable stat. Durant's first 11 years in the league, Colin, he played 49 conference finals or NBA finals games, 1,999 minutes in the conference finals or the NBA finals. So in Durant's first 11 seasons, 6 years, he was in the second to last, you know, series of the year, and 3 years, he was in the last one. In the 6 years he has played since then, he has played 11 minutes in the conference finals and NBA finals. Kevin Durant in his 30s has played 11 minutes past round two.
Hey.
Which is a damn shame, but it is wild that it has happened.
I said it when it happened. I know I'm giving myself credit, but when he left Golden State for Brooklyn, I said, this is the equivalent of Mahomes saying, I have a friend playing for the Jets. I want to go to the Jets. We would go, the fuck you talking about? You're out of your mind. Andy Reid, Steve Kerr, Steph, Clay, Draymond. That is the difference between LeBron and KD. LeBron may have had a difference with teammates. LeBron would be like, this is a cash cow. I'm not going any. LeBron has left old D Wade, crazy Kyrie. He's left untalented Cleveland. If Kyrie would have stayed and Kevin Love, he would have stayed in Cleveland. LeBron has left because of his exit strategies were usually, I can't win
LeBron
here anymore.
LeBron has left because he thought that this is over. I need to be able to win elsewhere.
That's right. And he did.
And listen, KD, this is where you and I do somewhat disagree. I totally get why KD left, because we all said, those rings don't count, loser. Don't care. Everybody yelled at him, said, you're ruining the sport. The rings don't count. It wasn't the leaving, just the leaving. It was the leaving plus being like, I'm going to go from the lowest maintenance, most reliable wingman superstar in Steph Curry to the highest maintenance, least reliable one in Steph Curry, in Kyrie Irving. Like going from that to that is what the, and then the Phoenix thing, like Phoenix built poorly. They you know, the roster never made sense, but it is. Listen, KD's no longer a true MVP candidate. He's closer to the 10th best player in the league than the best player.
Fair.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But for him to, in the last 6 years, not make it out of round two is one of the wildest things ever for a player of his caliber to not get those. His whole 20s NBA postseason great series moments, he was a part of it. He was a part of the tapestry. And now he hasn't played, you know, a really bit. He's played, in my opinion, in the last 6 years, one huge game. Game 7 against Giannis, and that was round two. And that was the game where he stepped on the line, where he hit what he thought was the game winner and stepped on the line and then lose in overtime. And that's it. Other than that, it's getting worked in round one or going out in round. It sucks. It's not what I'm not like killing him for it. I don't think it's because he's like not a great player, but it is I don't have I don't have it in front of me. It feels a little like the last, you know, half decade of Marino, or maybe 8 years of Marino, where it's like, it's not like there were a bunch of deep, I know you didn't win a ring, but you had deep playoff runs. It's like, no, there's a lot of years where it's just like, you lost in the wild card round, you lost in round two, you missed the playoffs, you lost in the wild card round. So because I think the reason I bring it up is I think Phoenix is going to stay in the 9-10 area. I think, you know what I mean? Phoenix, you lose to San Antonio without Wimby, and Phoenix has, have you seen, Colin, Phoenix's last 10?
Oh, it's brutal.
It's the hardest. I'm just going to tell what it is to the audience, because it is the hardest schedule left in the NBA by a mile. This is what Phoenix has the rest of the way. At Denver, at OKC, at the Pelicans, home for the Cavs, that's the easiest game. Home for the Timberwolves, home for the Pelicans, home for the Clippers, at the Kings, at the Timberwolves. Every game they play is against a team with a better record than them. 6 are on the road, 4 are against the top 3 seeds in the West. There is no gimmies in there. And they've fallen already to the... Have they fallen to the 9? I don't know if they've fallen to the 9 or they're going to
fall to the
9. I think
the Suns are 8, Lakers 9, Warriors 10.
That's right. That's exactly right. And the Rockets are nipping at everybody's heels at 11.
Yeah.
The Suns are the 8, you're correct. And the Lakers are two behind them. And the Lakers are going to, by the time people hear this, the Lakers will have, I would imagine, lost to the Bucks. But this is the thing for the Lakers, not to do schedule, radio. The Lakers play the Bucks tonight. And they're getting rolled as we record it. After this, Grizzlies, Pacers, Nets are the next 3. And then I think they have 2 easy ones after that. They go Grizzly, Pacers, Nets, Raptors, Wizards. So, yes, they're going to lose tonight. And then they have 5 of the worst teams in basketball the next 5. That's a tough spot for the Suns. Tough spot.
Nick Wright, always love it. Talk about
the best. Thank you for drinking with me.
I finished it at a perfect time.
So here's the thing. So I have, everybody does podcasts differently. And there's the last thing I'll say. You and I would say, whether it's The Volume, Colin Cowherd podcast, or What's Right with Nick Wright, you and I treat our podcasts like a, kind of more relaxed version of what we do in our regular lives, like our regular shows. I know that there are other strategies that are far more aggressive or audacious or whatever
it is.
So maybe the happy medium, since we can't stop talking about them, is one time doing a 4-person pod, you, me, and Danielle. And we just see how that thing goes. And if it's, you know, there's a 40% chance it's unairable for our sakes. That it just goes in the archives. But if not, it could be a viral bonanza. So think about that.
I told Ann, we had a disagreement recently, and I said, I'm willing to do a 15-minute pod on this disagreement, and the audience decides who's right. She was not down with it.
How'd that work out? Yeah, I would imagine.
She doesn't like any of this stuff. She hates
it. I know. So here's the thing. We need to get Ann and Danielle together, and then maybe we could do it. Because I think that they will have enough commonalities between being married to us, living with us, and their own stuff, then maybe we can do it one day. But this is fun as always. I'll talk to you next week, my friend.
All right, buddy.
The Volume.
Thanks so much for listening. If you've enjoyed the podcast, take a moment, rate, and review.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.